Hello everyone. Many people know me by the name of Yusuf Alfara. I'm 15, Palestinian, and proud of my heritage. The first time I felt I had to speak up was when my dad told me a story of his grandfather living through the Nakba, also known as the catastrophe when Palestinians lost their home in 1948. That story made me sad, but gave me a sense of duty to stand up for justice. I believe raising awareness matters, because occupying land without justification is wrong. Whether it's here or there, or anywhere else in the world, it's still wrong. So I protest, like protest rallies with multiple of people. Usually, on good days, we get over 40 to 50 people, but those are on good days. But even bad days themselves get around 20 to 30 people, which is still good. I also host events like Palestinian film festivals, Palestinian tatriz, which is also known as embroidery. Embroidery, Palestinian embroidery, is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. When you see it on a model, on anyone who is Palestinian in general, wearing it, you'll see what I mean. It is the most beautiful type of embroidery I've ever seen. And I help people learn about Palestine's history and present. Last summer at the Multicultural Festival in St. John, I was at my Palestinian table that I decorated, I organized, and was full of Palestinian stuff. The Israeli table, a couple of tables away, came over and confronted us, saying we stole their land. And this was halfway through the international festival. And it was pretty obvious that in 1948 it was Palestinians who lost their homes, and they were basically embarrassing themselves, saying they were the ones who were the victims when they stole the land from us. Anyways, they called the cops on us, on me, really, and I got arrested for being peaceful. I was the only peaceful one there, and I was the one arrested. And even recently, I had to go to court just for that. Had to give them all my information just because I was standing up for Palestine, because I'm Palestinian and I'm proud. But when I share my voice, it's not just about me. It's about helping others understand the truth, the history, and why I care so deeply. People have to know the truth about Palestine. Thank you so much for listening. And that's it for today. Thank you.